This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan at the Gov 2.0 Summit. I'm joined by David Hale from the National Library of Medicine, which is in the National Institutes of Health, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you are responsible for PillBox. First of all, for people who don't know what PillBox is, what is it?
PillBox is a drug identification and reference system that's a partnership between the National Library of Medicine and the Food and Drug Administration.
And this is designed for whom?
This is designed for everyone, for patients, caregivers, clinicians, emergency personnel, even law enforcement, anyone who's trying to solve the challenges related to identifying an unknown medication and then getting information about that medication.
Okay, you can sort by color, you can sort by shape, you can sort by size. So these are all ways that somebody can essentially take a look at the drug that they have in their hand and try to figure out more information about this. Oh, what did my grandmother just take and why is she lying on the ground?
Exactly.
Okay, a couple of concerns that are going to come up is there are going to be concerned parents and say, listen, what about my teenager who might have alternate interests? And how about, you know, maybe the possibility of abusing a site or a service like yours to do drugs the wrong way?
The National Library of Medicine's mandate is to provide access to information that is authoritative, high quality, and usable. And research shows that when you provide open access to information, even related to, say, drug abuse, the number of negative events, you know, drug use itself does not increase, but the number of negative events, such as overdoses, does go down. There are a number of websites already online that do offer pill identification. They use varying data sources, and quality varies between these sites. This will be the first site that is completely derived from FDA and National Library of Medicine information. So if someone weren't to use our resource, there are other places you could go looking, and I think, you know, it's a matter of if someone wants to use drugs, they're going to use the drugs. We want to make sure that everyone, regardless, has access to accurate, authoritative information in a way that's relevant to what they need.
Okay. Today you're actually kind of putting out a call to pharmaceutical companies to work with you in certain ways. Some of these companies are going to say, listen, am I not just making it easier for someone to rip me off in another country by knowing exactly the specifications and design and colors and labels that go into my pills?
What we're doing with PillBox is creating a resource for visual identification and reference. And meeting with the FDA, with law enforcement agencies, what we've been told is that we're going to help their agents find the low-hanging fruit. So someone that makes a counterfeit that, you know, isn't really up to par, that is, isn't really exactly the same physical characteristics, we're going to give them a quick reference that they can use to identify those. The ones that are physically indistinguishable, that's operating on a level that's really far beyond where we are. So I think, you know, really we're comfortable knowing that we're going to help really reduce the number of low-quality counterfeits and actually free up resources so that law enforcement can focus more attention on those high-quality ones where they have physically indistinguishable counterfeits.
Assuming that the ecosystem out there starts to absorb all of this data, what are we likely to see?
Okay, really the holy grail of this system is content-based image retrieval or machine identification. It's taking a picture of a pill that you find with a camera on a mobile device at low quality. It goes to a system. Maybe it's the National Library of Medicine, maybe it's a startup system. It identifies that pill and gives you information about that medication. So if you look online for pictures of pills, you'll see the quality is varying, the backgrounds, the fuzziness, what other information you get with it. So we've been working with the Food and Drug Administration to develop standards and methodology for high-resolution images of solid dosage forms, tablets and capsules. We've been working with them for 2 years on this project. We're about, within the next month or so, we'll publish the first version of our standards. Today, I'll be announcing that we're going out with a call to pharmaceutical manufacturers, asking them to voluntarily send the National Library of Medicine samples of every one of their tablets and capsules so that we can image them, place those images in PillBox, but more importantly, the drug manufacturers, when they validate these images, they will send them to the FDA. They'll be included in the drug label, and there will be standardized, high-quality images of every tablet and capsule available in the drug label, which puts it completely in the public domain.
David Hale, good luck on all of this. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Hari Srinivasan at the Gov 2.0 Summit. Thanks for joining us. This is The Rundown.